Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to oscarconnect.com.au, connecting car sellers with car buyers.
Come February, and Mazda will launch its fifth SUV, the CX-30, sitting between its CX-3 and CX-5. The CX-30, 120mm longer and 30mm wider to the CX-3, with similar styling but more finely sculptured. The extra length goes a long way to answering criticism of the small bobtailed CX-3, which lacks the luggage space of some of its competitors like the Honda HR-V. The Mazda CX-30 will come in four grades: Pure, Evolve, Touring and Astina, the majority front-wheel drive, with the top two offered in all-wheel drive at a $2,000 premium. And, depending on model, a choice of 2-litre and 2.5-litre engines, both with 6-speed automatic. We viewed this stylish new Mazda SUV last week, and on face value it should be very well received, as I said, starting at $29,990 plus on-road costs for the 2-litre front-drive Pure, and running to $43,990 for the 2.5-litre all-wheel drive Astina. Mazda are buoyed by the prospect of the CX-30's acceptance, as we've come to expect from this brand, which focuses mainly on private individuals and small business as distinct from the fleet market. The CX-30 offers a lot for the small family. Active and passive safety items abound. Cutting-edge items include a driver monitoring system, which monitors the driver's face to detect fatigue. On sale in February, I'm David Berthon.